Chilling surveillance video captures the gunfight in Grays Ferry that killed three people, wounded nine others. Philly police trying to ID the three shooters you see in that video. KYW's Tim Jimenez is at police headquarters with more on this. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, really startling doorbell camera video that you played a little bit of that right there, Carol. South Edding Street, that's where this all took place yesterday, 1 o'clock in the morning. And when you're watching the video, you see the three men, one by one, they're firing away from two front porches. They're ducking for cover. They're getting up. They're shooting. The gunfire, as you heard, is rapid. One pop right after the other. In one moment, one of the shooters is right in front of the camera. You see the flashes from the barrel of the gun. And while it's all happening, right by the shooters are all these people ducking for cover. In one case, it looks like a young woman is actually frantically trying to climb on top of someone else to avoid the gunfire coming their way. And the three victims who were killed, they've been identified as 19-year-old Jason Reese, 23-year-old Zahir Wiley, and 24-year-old Azir Harris. And Harris's father, Troy, spoke with NBC 10.
Great guy. Giving, kind. Everything. It's everything to me and my family. With the lights in my house. With the lights of our life. So sorry I got took away like this. Sorry.
Now, Harris was in a wheelchair because he was paralyzed after getting shot in 2018. He survived and actually became an advocate for the victims of gun violence. And now his father is left devastated after his son died after getting this second chance at life. And he's now urging younger people to drop the guns, Carol. In his words, killing each other is not a game. You don't come back from it.